Hi, this is Emily Schaaf for Telluride Inside and Out. I'm here talking with Telluride's chief paramedic and coroner, Emil Sante, about Telluride's lifesaver off. Hi, Emil.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. So tell us, who are Telluride's lifesavers?
Well, in this particular event, we're talking about San Miguel Search and Rescue and Telluride EMS, basically.
Great. And what do they do for Telluride?
Well, you've got two different branches. Telluride EMS runs about 600 calls on this side of the county every year, and they make up about, just under 40 volunteers that stretch all the way from Dallas Divide to Lizard Head, halfway to Norwood. And they cover all the EMS 911 calls 365 days a year. Your search and rescue crew are a branch of the San Miguel Sheriff's Office, and they're about 30 volunteers. And I'm not exactly sure how many calls we ran last year. I want to say probably close to 50, probably more like 40. But they're pretty active, especially so in the midwinter and high season summertime.
Great, great. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Lifesavers Ball? I've heard it's a great time, but I've never been.
Yeah, it started, I think, back in the late 80s, and it had some pretty rocking days in its heyday there. And then in about 99, maybe 2000, we decided to put it on the back burner for a little while. For some reason, I'm not really sure. I came on board back in 94 and 95, and it was still a pretty happening event back then. But this was an event that the Telluride EMT Association decided to bring to life to raise funds for the nonprofit end of the organization for trainings and for sending people off to higher education, things like that. It's always been used as sort of a team-building end of things, and it was very, very successful. And just over the last 8 years or 10 years maybe, we decided to kind of, like I said, put it on the back burner. And 2 years ago, Kim Havel came to me and wanted to know if we'd revive it along with Search and Rescue. So two different nonprofits coming together to bring the Lifesavers Ball back to life. And last year we went ahead and did that up at the conference center, and it was an amazing show. And we just like to kind of recreate what we did last year and turn it up a notch,
Sounds good. So what's the event going to be like this year?
Well, we've got a lot of the local talent that I think people see around town sometimes. You'll see, Ashley Bowling and Jeb and Sasha and the Squid Show people and the Salt Fire Circus. DJ Ryan's going to be there. We've got a really rocking band out of Denver, a rockabilly band that's coming up. And then there's something going on in every corner that I think people will really enjoy. There's just something to look at and do everywhere. Plus, we've got the big silent auction going on in the hallway as well.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was crazy last year. I think people that came were blown away by just the spectacle and all the audiovisual stuff that was going on everywhere. And I to be honest, I was pretty blown away by it. I couldn't believe how well everybody came together and turned out such a beautiful product that we did.
Perfect. So these days, what does the money go towards?
Well, on both sides, the Sheriff's Office and the Telluride Fire Protection District, we have nonprofits. So Search and Rescue would be a nonprofit, and as well as the Telluride EMT Association. And the money, for the most part, goes to more particular equipment to the personal EMT and trainings to the EMT. We use some of the monies as team building events and things like that to kind of create a stronger sense of crew and team. And it all goes to just making things better and stronger for all of us.
sounds like a really worthwhile cause.
Yeah, it's great.
So Emil, remind us before I sign off, remind us of the date and time of the event.
Okay. Yeah, so this year it's going to be on the 14th, Saturday night, January 14th at the Conference Center. Doors will open probably around 6 o'clock. You know, we're imagining most people will be milling in around 7. And there's a lot to be seen there. I think, you know, the food is going to be excellent. The auction is second to none. We've got some really cool stuff that local people have thrown in to support our two groups. And, you know, every ticket you buy is tax deductible because it is for nonprofit. And, yeah, we just would really like to pack the house and have everyone come out and support, you know, Telluride EMS and San Miguel Search and Rescue.
Emil, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity.
I look forward to seeing you there.
All right, we'll see you there, Emily.
Bye-bye.
Bye.